people. It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not break a boast, and I'm coming to you guys live from Ghost to Ghost. It's your boy, Chris Adam One, and welcome to another fabulous rendition of Everybody Hates Chris Podcast. Everybody Hates Chris Podcast is now featured on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgement. Feel free, be sure to subscribe, share it with your friends, family, as well as your followers. Let's get this podcast lit in the podcast algorithm. You heard me. Now let's chop it up and chop in to a new episode one. What up, people? It's your boy, the host with the most. I'm Chris the Don One. Welcome to another fabulous episode of Everybody Hates Chris. Everybody Hates Chris is on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgement. Feel free to subscribe and share it with your friends, family, as well as your followers. All right. Got a great show today. First order of business that I'm going to talk about is, you know, Fellas, and, you know, I'm really talking to the fellas. I'm also talking to the professionals and the amateurs. I'm talking to the simps out there. You know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. All right. I'm talking to everyone out there in the masses. All right. Be careful, all right, because there's a lot of scamming going on in the social media streets, okay? Too much scamming, all right? Too little time, too much scamming, all right? So I'm going to tell y'all two scams that y'all need to be worried about, and that is Snapchat Premium and Telegram. Now, allow your boy to, if you don't know either of these two functions, allow your boy to explain. Snapchat Premium is where you get exclusive, explicit content that you don't normally find on Snapchat. Now, normally, you know, it's a $40 lifetime fee, or it's $5 or $10 a month. You know, a lot of them, you know, go one of those two routes. Or you get to you get custom videos on Snapchat Premium. You know, I say about 3 or 4 years ago, that was the lick. Everyone was hitting that lick. You know, there was a lot of females making a lot of cash money on Snapchat Premium. I don't know so much, because when you look at Snapchat as an app, out of all the applications such as X, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, even TikTok, I feel like Snapchat is out of the top five. You know, it normally people don't rarely use Snapchat. All right. So that's one way. Another way is Telegram. Telegram, you know, first and foremost, Telegram's been on social media for a long period of time. All right. So Telegram is a place where it's a custom room. Can't anybody subscribe to your room. And normally people have these different options. Either you pay a $10 deposit to get in the room, or you pay a monthly fee. And basically on Telegram, you get to, you know, listen and watch that particular content creator's content. All right. And you can like it, heart it, you can comment. So if you are exclusively to one particular person or female, that's the way to go, is with Telegram. Now, Telegram has a premium option where you can get custom videos. You can, you know, whatever the case may be. All right. Now, Telegram has been out for a while now. Okay. And yeah. So, let me tell y'all, I told you what the two applications are. I'm going to tell you guys, don't fall into these traps. I think you, and if you are interested in either Snapchat Premium or Telegram, I'm going to show you some tools and tricks of the trade to make sure you're getting what you're supposed to be getting. All right. So, there's a lot of people on social media, on Instagram, on X, on Facebook, you know, mainly those platforms. There'd be some people that's trying to fake it till they make it. You know, there's a lot of people out there that create these accounts and they pretend to be people that they're not are. Okay. I'm gonna use this for an example. I feel like Miss B Nasty is one of those type of content creators. Everyone should know Miss B Nasty. She does adult content. And all you have to do is type in Miss B Nasty on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. You're going to see like 20 or 30 different profiles with the name Miss B Nasty. All right. So you have to know, are you getting the authentic Miss B Nasty or a lot of copycat imitators that's trying to pretend to be Miss B Nasty? All right. And a lot of these fake profiles say that, no, this is the official place for Miss B Nasty, or I'm Miss B Nasty. I also do custom content. Now, the wildest crazy thing is there's one profile that pretends to be Miss B Nasty. And if you follow Miss B Nasty, and if, you know, I don't really know of Miss B Nasty personally, but I know how she maneuvers on social media. And this fake Miss B Nasty had a menu, and the menu had meetup for $100. Now, fellas, do you think you're going to get a meetup with the most famous adult content corn star on the planet, and all you have to give her is $100 for an hour? Now, I saw one person that said that they did a meetup. It was a regular girl. She said she does $100 for a meetup, but $150 for 2 hours for a meetup. And, you know, and I look at the actual profile and I look at her content and I'm looking at this fake content. I mean, this fake account. You can't really spot the real from the fake. Because unfortunately, unless you follow these people or unless you know of someone that follows these people, you don't know the real from the fake. All right. So, but there are some key things that that will tell you that this account is fake. First and foremost, the blue check mark system. A lot of these fake accounts are not going to spend extra money for that blue check mark. You can also look at their who follows them and their follow count. If it's if they saying that they're Miss B Nasty and there's and they only got 1,000 followers, or if they got 5,000 followers, you need to think again, my friend. All right. Some people buy fake followers, have fake bots to make it look like that they're legit, but they're not legit. Okay. So those are ways. Those are some ways that you can maneuver around this situation, all right? Another thing you can do to know if you're dealing with the right person or a fake person is, and this is, you can really use this on X or Telegram, whatever. You know, normally they'll have pictures, and then what you do is you screenshot the picture of this person's account. And then you go to Google and you search that picture's account. And normally in that picture's, that picture, when you Google it, it'll link you to who this person is. Now, if this person is authentic and real, they're gonna trace you back to the profile that you took the screenshot from. But if it's not, it's going to send you to the actual person of the actual picture. All right. So Google is your friend. Trust me. Use Google. If they have pictures or if they got a video, you can screenshot it. All you have to do is Google that content and it'll send you directly to either this is the original person or, you know, if you screenshot it from a fake person, it's going to send you to the actual person. That's basically what I'm trying to get at. So there's ways to maneuver to make sure you're not you know, wasting any time and money on somebody that, you know, that, you know, you're thinking that you're following someone that, you know, you like, but in actuality, you're following a scammer or you're following someone who's pretending to be that person. And then you can look at how they message. You can look at their menus. You know, a lot of these people that are, you know, faking it till they making it, a lot of these fakers, they're going to make a menu that's going to be very favorable to someone who may not have the money. And they're going to make these menus favorable for people like that. So, you know, like I said, to Miss B Nasty, she's not going to do meetups. And if she is doing a meetup, it's going to cost more than $100. All right. Now, there was another girl that did content and she was from Memphis. And there's like two other people that basically copied and pasted all her content and put it on their profile and pretending to be this girl. And another thing, if you find someone that's scamming out there, or if you finding someone that's trying to, you know, scheme, you as the person need to give this information to the actual content creator. And I'm big on that. So like if I follow a girl and I think I'm following the person that I want to be, that I'm supposed to be following, then I find out that's not the right one, well, then I'll follow the actual girl. And then I'll follow the actual girl, and then I'll let her know that. I'll DM them, or I'll tweet them, or however, message them and say, hey, this person is posing as you. I thought you might want to know. All right? Because, you know, particularly on social media, you may close down one scammer, but then there's 100 other scammers that's popping up trying to do the same scam, or trying to do the same scam but better. So what you want to do is try to eliminate as many scammers as possible. You know, me personally, it's just like anything of any walk of life. If somebody's posing to be somebody, or if somebody is scamming people out of their money or anything like that, it's up to you as well as others to make social media a great place. Okay, let's make social media great again. Okay, I'm going to steal a line from Donald J. Trump. Let's make social media great again. And, you know, I know there's going to be a lot of people that's going to be listening, like, that's going to say, well, you know, I'm not into that stuff anyway. I really don't care heads or tails. If they're scamming people out there, if they're scamming people out of their money, they should have been scammed out of their money. And it's not just the corn workers or the corn stars, but it's just like the influencers. There are people out there that, you know, pretend to be these influencers that you admire or you subscribe to or whatever. Come to find out that you subscribe to somebody that's not that real person. Or if you like sports, like LeBron James, people don't realize you type in LeBron James, there's gonna be like 100 LeBron James pages. So you want to kind of eliminate them. Or Drake, even though Drake has fallen just a little bit, you know, my point of it is, you know, you want to make sure people are following the actual people that they like and admire. All right. And if you know of somebody that's clearly scamming, that's clearly pretending somebody that they're not supposed to be, I feel like it's up to you to, you know, notify whatever social platform you find it on and notify the person, the actual person that they're pretending to be. And then them and their fans are going to make sure that, you know, they get that they get that account banned, blocked, and get it up out of here. All right. So, yeah, that's, you know, a little friendly minder to all you people out there that's buying content or following someone who you think that you're following, but in actuality, you're following a scammer. You're following somebody that's not on the right principles, that want to be the pretender of the throne. I feel like people should do that. All right. So, that's all I got for this segment. Let's go into our first commercial break. I will see you back on the other side of this ad. Deuces, folks. Deuces. I'll be right back. All right. Guys, I need you guys to do me a favor. I need you guys to hook your boy up. I need you guys to support the podcast Everybody Hates Chris on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgement from. And then I also need you guys to do your boy a favor. I need you guys to hook me up by sharing it with your friends, family, as well as your followers. Okay. Let's get this podcast lit in the podcast algorithm. You hear me? Back to the show. You hear me? All right. So my next topic that I want to talk about is, are you a simp? Are you a simp? Are you a conservative person who buys content? Or are you just simping out here in the social media streets? So if you're not sure which side of the fence you are on, then here are some things that you can do to determine if you are a simp or not. All right. Number one, and you can apply this test to yourself, and see if you are a simp or not. Number one, if you're constantly thinking about sex all the time, I feel like if it's yes, you're probably on the borderline on, or are you a simp, or are you just a horny, person that occasionally likes adult content. And I think a lot of guys need to have this conversation with themselves. Okay, am I a simp? I feel like, first and foremost, people like to put labels on simp-type behavior. And I hear, particularly on social media, I hear a lot of guys and a lot of women who are supposed to be these influencers, these relationship influencers, or these social media influencers that have podcast after podcast, talking about men dating women, women dating men, and everyone thinks that they're an expert. They're the Kevin Samuels of the world. God rest his soul. And I feel like people start to label, well, if you are a simp, then you are a beta male. If you are a simp, you are weak. If you are a simp, you get walked on. If you are a simp, your woman controls your relationship, controls what you say, control what you do. All right. And they're basically implying, intentionally or not, that if you're an alpha, then you don't have simp activity. If you are if you're an alpha, you dictate and control what a woman says and does in a relationship. Okay, you don't take part of, watching OnlyFans content creation or on Cornhub or on social media, whatever. Okay. So as being an alpha, you're totally against that type of activity and that type of behavior. But If you are for that activity and that behavior and that lifestyle, then you are a simp. Now, I will say this. There are a lot of guys out there that is in those streets, particularly in adult content, in social media and things of that nature. And they don't perceive themselves as simps. I think there's a lot of people who buy content or who doesn't buy content. You can label them or not that that's an alpha and that's a simp. Because if, you know, I feel like if you're weak, just because you're not weak in one area does not necessarily mean you're not weak in other areas. Folks, people are not perfect. Okay. People have flaws. And there are two type of people that know of this. There are people that know their flaws and their weaknesses and can handle it and deal with it and own up to it. And then there's people that, you know, they have these flaws, but they hide them. They don't discuss it. They don't talk about it as much. And when the time comes, when there's an opportunity to present their flaws, then people are totally shocked. Like, I can't believe, you know, he felt that way. Or I can't believe he does X, Y, and Z. You know, things of that nature. So I feel like people should know that we're all not created perfect. We're all not created equal, and we all have flaws. And we all have addictions. Now, some of us can control our addictions. Some of us can live with our addictions. But I feel like there's a lot of people out there that pretend like they don't have addictions. Let's do the simplest form of addiction, chocolate. There's a lot of people that love the F out of chocolate. Love chocolate. Eat chocolate whenever they're able to eat chocolate. And chocolate is good for you health-wise, particularly dark chocolate. It is really good for your system in moderation. And chocolate is good, is an excellent source for a lot of food. You know, if you go to the supermarket, I guarantee you, you can find over 50% of the items that's in the supermarket contain some form of chocolate. Okay? Now, despite all that is said about chocolate, eating too much chocolate can have a reverse effect on your health. Now, eating a little chocolate can benefit with your health, but eating too much chocolate can hurt you in other areas, like high blood pressure, or addicted to sweets and sugars, you know, having too much sugar in your system, where you have to have insulin shots and things of that nature. Being addicted to chocolate, eating it 24/7. But originally, chocolate in moderation is good, right? There are a lot of pros in chocolate than a lot of, there's a lot of pros, there's a lot of positives than negatives about chocolate. That's the point I'm making. Working out in moderation is good for your body. It's good for your spirit. It's good for your soul. It's good for your mental stability. Working out too much can, you can hurt something in your body. You can pull something. It can fatigue you if you're constantly in the gym all the time. It can affect you mentally with this you know, the keep up with the Joneses type of mentality. Oh, I got to go to the gym 5 days a week. If I miss one day of gym, I'm behind. It causes stress. It can be a stress reliever, but it can also be a stress builder. But working out in moderation is good. And there's a lot of pros in working out than there's a lot of positives in working out than a lot of negatives in working out, right? Can we honestly say that? Yeah, we can honestly say that. You know? You get the drift what I'm saying. I can go on and on and on and give you guys different examples. But anything in life can be extremely good. It can be extremely bad. But in moderation, ultimately, you can find more positive about it than negative. Adult content falls in those same lines. Now, there's going to be a lot of religious groups out there that's not too kind about adult content. They're adult content. There's a lot of countries out there that don't like adult content. All right. There is a lot of members of government that don't like adult content. But adult content is a $1 billion business. Adult content has never fell off or slept through everything what this country or what this world has been through. Adult content has been on top of its game. Adult content is still in its boom phase. It hasn't even fell off. And the reason why I feel like adult content, you know, when you look at movies in Hollywood or just movies in period, has had periods in time where it has gone up, it has gone down. Video games, there have been times when the video game industry has gone up, and it has gone down. But it has gone up, it's gone up and down, right? You know, the restaurant business. There have been times and periods in the of the restaurant era where it has gone up, it has gone down, but it has gone back up again. It's like a stock. But when it comes to adult content, it has always risen and it has never fell off. Why? Because there's an abundance of adult content. There are different types of ways to skin a cat with adult content. And two, now, I feel like the people that actually make the adult content, I feel like if you talk about them, they, you know, started off real great. And there are some that are here today and they're doing something else tomorrow. Okay, but adult content has never, the adult industry has never had a moment where it has gone down, not the least, not the slightest. I say all that to say this. Just like anything of any walk of life, too much of something cannot be good for you, right? But in moderation, it can be good for you. Now, I feel like as society has matured and grown, and with technology and things of that nature, how we viewed adult content 20 or 30 years ago, we don't have that same mentality of adult content now. And I will say this, you know, just like religion, you know, there was a point of time where if you were standing on the corner reading verses from the Bible, or being proactive of whatever type of religion you believed in, there's a moment in time they will stone you to death. They will crucify you. If you don't believe me, read the stories. All right. Now, since society has grew in technology and in education and mindset, you know, what we can look back and say, well, those people had to go through a lot to preserve religion. And religion is strong even today. But there was a lot of casualties of people that believed in religion and they got stoned to death. When you look at technology, there was a period of time where people would get stoned to death just thinking outside the box of how society can evolve. But as everyone started to get their mindset right, and when everyone else started thinking outside the box, society has changed. And if it wasn't for the few that lost their lives to plant seeds for others to believe this, then we would still be back in the Stone Age, right? So that's where I'm getting at. There was a time where adult content or corn was a bad thing. And if you fast forward to today, not so much. It's just another form of entertainment. Now, people have their views on it. I think there's some people out there that don't like adult content industry. Think it's a bad thing. And I think it's because of several reasons. I think one of the biggest reasons is the misconception of it. Because their parents told them it was bad for them. And their parents told them it was bad for it. You got religious groups that believe that it's bad, is bad for you. But it's amazing how society can change. We're no longer in the Stone Age. But the views that we had back then, we're applying old views to a different society. And we're trying to hold everyone accountable to these views. But everything else in every walk of life just change with the time, change with society. But when you think about people's perspectives about certain things, those things don't change. When you think about religious, influencers or preachers or whatever, you know, they're still stern fast on that. But then you have some radicals out there that look at it a little bit differently. But when you're talking about how people look at something, things have extremely changed. Now, this is one of these podcasts where if you've been listening to me, you know, once I get starting, I can talk about this topic that we're going to talk about. And then I take one aspect of the topic and then I spend 5 or 10 minutes on that one aspect, that one example. But it goes back to simp and simp behavior. I think simp is just a label that we use. But I also feel like there's no such. Now, I feel like there are people out there that don't take it in moderation and it just consumes them. It consumes their life and the way how they make decisions. And yeah, I feel like those people need counseling. Those people need help if they want the help. And it's never too late for those people to change. But there are some people out there, in moderation, it doesn't affect them that way. So to me, too much of anything, I think, are we gonna dare to say too much of anything? We're just gonna label everybody as a simp. So people that eat a lot of chocolate, they are considered simps. People that don't want to work out, they're considered simps. You know, people that don't want to go to school, they are considered simps. No. But I feel like to determine whether or not you're a simp or not is, do you think about it 24/7 a day? Does it dictate your life decisions? Are you willing to give up your rent, your mortgage on you know feeding your beast? I feel like those, if it's consuming you that way, then yeah, then you have a problem and you need to talk to a professional to so you can talk about the concerns and your frustrations that you have. All right. But yeah, I think that's one way. But I feel like guys that's lusting over women, if women or guys want to call those guys simp, go right ahead. If you're lusting and looking at a woman, and that's why there's a lot of women who knows that there's a lot of guys that's watching them, and they wear the most skimpiest type. I'm telling you, this summer, you're going to see the most skimpiest type of outerwear known to man. I mean, we're not even in the summer months, the dog day months. I've seen one lady was in the grocery store and she had these shorts on and all you could see was butt cheeks exposed to the world. Now, I'm saying I didn't see her with no man, but my thing of it is, if you are a man and you allow your wife or your girlfriend to walk out with her butt cheeks exposed to everybody, what that says about you. Now, in their relationship, that's a turn on to him. He likes it when his wife dressed a little frisky, and he likes it when other guys are looking at his wife or his girlfriend or his significant other. Okay? And he's cool with it. But I have seen guys where their wife or girlfriend or significant other is wearing some skimpy type clothes and everyone's looking at it. And then he turns and look at everybody else with this mean mug. Okay. Well, don't get mad at people looking at your wife and she got her ass cheeks out that even Jesus can see. If she's got breast meat just spilling over her blouse, you're mad at the wrong person. It's like, You did not see her outfit before y'all left out the door. You didn't see what she was wearing. Okay. That's a you problem. I feel like guys like that, you can clearly tell who runs that relationship. And it's not him. Not even by a second. He may, you know, pose and act like, oh, I'm running this. But he can't even control his wife. If that offends you, you can't go to your wife and say, hey, look, don't you think you want to wear something a little bit more decent? And if she's giving you problems about it and you don't like what she wears, but you continue to stay in the relationship, you're not putting no boundaries in this relationship. Here are things that, if it's inbounds, it's inbounds. If it's out of bounds, it's out of bounds. So you're not even doing that. You're just going to allow her to, you know, have ass cheeks all over the place, breast meat spilling every goddamn where. And you cool. I mean, you're clearly not cool with it. Now, I know there's some guys that are cool with it and they like the attention that their wife draws when other guys are looking at them. Okay. But you can't get mad. I mean, if you don't like that and you don't put some stipulations in your relationship where she doesn't do that again, if you allow her to walk out of y'all place looking like that and you have an issue with it, but you want to get mad at everyone else that's looking at it, then that's a you problem. And I feel like out of every analogy that we use to define who's a simp and who's not a simp, I feel like those are the true simps. They can't even have a casual conversation with their significant other and say, hey, look, I don't find that what you're wearing appropriate. Okay? It kind of bothers me when other guys are looking at you. Can you wear something a little bit decent? Okay? If you can't do that in your relationship, then that's a you problem. It's not everyone else watching her. It's a you problem. And to me, that defines clearly of simp behavior. But hell, what do I know? Okay? What do I know? All right? But yeah, that's another definition and another form of simp type behavior. So yeah, so be careful out there, guys. You need to define it to yourself. Are you a simp or not? Can you control your urges or not? So that's a conversation that every guy needs to have. And we're just going to go into the next commercial.
What up, people? It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast, and I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. Quick video update, okay? So, guys, I need you guys to do your boy a favor. I need you guys to do a solid. I need you guys to subscribe to Everybody Hates Chris on Spotify. We got to get those subscription numbers up, okay? The more people are subscribed to my Spotify account, Everybody Hates Chris podcast, the more things I can unlock on this platform that I can utilize to the nation, to the Don Squad. Don Squad in the house, stand up. So do your boy a favor, do your boy a solid, go over, mosey over to Spotify, subscribe to me there, and you can still listen to me wherever you like listening to me, wherever you get your podcast indulgement from, either through Google Play, iTunes, wherever, okay? But please subscribe to me on Spotify. I'm up out of here. Let's get back into the show.
Okay, I got some news and notes to a lot of women out there. If you are on OnlyFans, if you are on Fansly, and you're trying to get it popping on there, I just got a couple of suggestions from a male point of view that you might want to apply this information. Now, I'm not going to say it's going to guarantee you to get 100 subscribers or you're going to be the top 1% or the top 2%. But here are some things that, I feel like from a man's perspective, if you are a female that does adult content on OnlyFans, Fansly, or whatever, you need to apply some of these ideals. First and foremost, establishing a line of communication. You know, people that are subscribed to you, who are subscribing to your account, and people that are paying for content, either through paying once a month or custom content or whatever, or tipping or whatever, I feel like a lot of women make the mistake of, you know, they make that one message of them subscribing to them and then that's it. They don't go to their message board. I feel like women, if you want to keep your subscribers happy, I suggest that you subscribe to them. I mean, you talk to them or send messages to them at least 3 times a week. And occasionally a voice message. All right. And, you know, just to keep them up to date and to, you know, and to let them know that you know that they're subscribed to you, and let them know what you're going to be doing this month. And, you know, just, you know, make them feel a part of your account. Because if there's no interaction, a lot of guys would subscribe. They'll check out bits and pieces of your content, and then they'll just move on. They won't even resubscribe. Most guys, they'll subscribe to you, and after they get the best of your content within 10 days, they're out the door. They 88 out the gate. Okay? So, yeah, if you want to keep people actually subscribing to your account, I feel like communication is a must. It's a huge key, all right? The second thing is, you know your calendar. You know, like if there's a certain holiday on the horizon, I feel like if you knew about this holiday a month in advance, that gives you plenty of time to make content around that certain holiday. And I feel like a lot of women are, you know, not utilizing that. You know, if it's the 4th of July, make content that has a 4th of July theme to it. If it's Halloween, you know, I feel like the biggest holidays that a lot of women miss out on is Halloween, Christmas. I want to say Halloween, Christmas, Memorial Day. You know, there are a lot of holidays that you can utilize and make content for it. Have it already recorded and ready to download, I mean, into your account. I feel like another thing a lot of women miss out on is their birthday. You know, letting your subscribers know a month in advance, like, hey, you know, my birthday is such and such, such and such. You can tip me, or if you want me to do some custom content for you, let me know, you know, and this, that, and the third. So I think utilizing the holidays and your birthday to your advantage is another way to make money and keep your subscribers, okay? Another thing, this is three. I feel like a lot of people, like if you got Twitter, well, it's X, but it's Twitter, Facebook, TikTok. I feel like a lot of people don't really use those applications to advertise their OnlyFans and Fansly. Now, I will say this. Now, Instagram and TikTok, you got to be careful because you can end up losing your account or getting shadow banned. But there are a lot of options in TikTok as well as Instagram and Snapchat where you can message your, you know, message people and let them know that, hey, I got some spicy content on this link. Click the link below and it'll be your link tree, or click the link in my bio to know further. You got to get in the mindset when you use social media, you're using social media. You're not allowing social media to use you. You're using social media to promote your links. Okay. Yeah, you can mess around and do a TikTok video, this, that, and the third, whatever, whatever, whatever. But you're mainly using these platforms. You're using them. They're not using you. And you're using it to advertise what you got going on. Now, you have to read the terms of service in your contract with all these applications, what you can, what you can't do. Using your social media to the best of your benefit. Now, Twitter they'll allow you to post anything. Which comes to my fourth thing. Any new content like that you have, like if you got a sample or a trailer or something, I say post it on that free trailer on OnlyFans or Fansly, and then post a link on social media where people have to actually click, go to the trailer, because that adds a lot of attention to your profile. OK, Okay. Believe it or not, if let's just say you have a link and you have the picture underneath it and you tell people to click that link. And like, let's just say hypothetically, there's 100 people that saw your tweet. And those 100, and let's just say like 60 of them or 50 of them clicked the link. Okay, that's 50 potential customers that would just subscribe on impulse. All right? So, yeah. Those are some great tidbits that you can apply if you have an OnlyFans or Fansly or mini videos, you know. I would utilize those things I feel like a communication will be a big thing to your subscribers. I think a lot of subscribers really like it when they can communicate with their favorite content creator on Fansly or OnlyFans. And I would advertise that more. Now, be careful. I wouldn't spend every day, all day advertising it. And then, you know, the Twitter police may come. But, that's one way I would do it. And being friendly and nice, don't be to the point where you can be taken advantage of. But being friendly and nice, having some customer service etiquette goes a long, long, long way. All right? Goes a long way. What's that adage? You can get more flies with honey than vinegar. I think that rule applies even with OnlyFans and fans. I just don't think a lot of people understand that. Okay. Being rude and mean, can turn a lot of people off. You got to realize, ladies, you know, the majority of your subscribers are going to be males. Males like to be, pampered, so to say. So, women, you have to, have some great customer service etiquette. It can go a long way. It can get people to subscribe to your links and things of that nature. Being nice and friendly and reasonable, can go a long way than being pissy and having an attitude. And, having a demeanor can go a long way. And women need to practice their sexy voice more than their normal voice. Okay? Having your sweet, innocent, sexy voice, when guys hear it, just hearing that can get a guy to automatically subscribe to your OnlyFans. So, yeah. That's all I got. I hope you guys take these little tidbits, these little gems, and sprinkle them on your Fansly or your OnlyFans and see what it do for you. Please let me know if any of this advice helped you. Okay? If any of this helped you. Okay? So, that's pretty much the end of this podcast. I like to appreciate everyone that subscribe to this podcast, that are still listening to this podcast. I really do thank you guys for doing that. It's your boy, the host with the most. I'm up out of here. Deuces, guys. I see you guys next Wednesday, hump day. Okay, so we're at the end of the show. I first like to thank everyone who listened to this episode. I really do appreciate that. I like to thank everyone who is sharing my podcast as well as my episodes. No matter if you're listening on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgement from, I like to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Don Squad in the house, stand up, fam. All right.
And I also like to thank everyone who has trickled over to Spotify and subscribing to me there. All right. And I talk to you, say this briefly. I need my subscription numbers up on Spotify so I can unlock different things and apply those savings to you guys as far as building a better podcast, as far as getting more listeners to listen to my podcast. Get at me on Twitter at I'm Chris the Dom 1. DM me or tweet me what you thought about today's episode or any episodes. And get at me and tell me what do you want me to talk about? All right, basically. All right, so that's all I got for today's show. I'm here every Wednesday, every hump day. So check me out. I'll see you guys on the next one. Deuces.